From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden stopped in Miami's Little Havana neighborhood yesterday to meet with Latino voters. He promised to end the Trump administration's restrictive immigration policies and said he would seek to improve living conditions in Central America. Evelyn Perez Verdia is Colombian American.
In Florida, Latin American policy is domestic politics. Vice President Biden has been in Latin America. He has the experience, and you can tell very well that he knows what he's talking about.
Manny Orozco said he was not impressed with Biden's speech.
There's an affordability crisis. There's a climate crisis. There's a health care crisis. There's so many crises happening, especially down here in South Florida. And for him not to really touch on those things, it was a little disappointing.
Meanwhile, another Democratic presidential candidate met with election reform activists in Miami over the weekend. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar has said that if she's elected, she will make voting rights a priority, starting with the For the People Act. That bill aims to expand access to the polls.
I come from a state, actually, this is interesting. We have the highest voter turnout in Minnesota in the nation nearly every year. And we had the highest one in the last election in 2018. And that is simply because we've made it easier for people to vote. I don't think it's because our people are somehow more civic. I think it's because we've made it easier for people to vote.
Klobuchar says President Trump knows how close Florida races are, which is why he's targeting the state.
And I have a big history of winning independent voters and moderate Republicans and bringing them with me. And this is an issue that should appeal to them. They know in their hearts that you don't cut people out from voting.
The Democratic National Committee has announced that the next round of debates will be in Westerville, Ohio. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.